Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus. Just thanking God so much for our great pastor, a pastor sent by God. And the pastor that is sent by God speaketh the words of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists, for our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. What is God's doctrine? Keeping God's word, which is law, which is the commandments of God. We're glad to have that knowledge in our mind to obey God. We're going to talk to you today about the ways of death and the ways of life. Before we get into that, Deacon Dale wrote this song, If Ye Be Risen. Sister B in the choir, If Ye Be Risen.
As it is written, according to scripture,
they that believe, to them that received, he gave them power,
commanded perfection, his resurrection, called us his son, his fold is one.
Things which are above have fruits of the Spirit, wisdom, peace, and joy, all in the Spirit. The sanctified are established in the Word, name changed to Israel.
Oh,
praises of him who called you out of darkness.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank God. I hope you enjoyed the choir. Yes. Singing the praises of God in the beauty of holiness. They're not singing songs that are of the world this morning, this afternoon in the shower, and then coming to church singing the songs of Zion. Don't mix. We have announcements. We have a poem. We have a poem by our sister Tatum. And our elder Miles should make his way to the piano. Piano. And until then, before she comes, we have our announcement by Deacon Debbie. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now in the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. When all those that hear these announcements to let us know how you feel, write us. We're not going to depend on the stations to send us your comments. We want to hear from you directly. This time, our Sister Tatum have a poem. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
Sabbath without hindrance. Oh, Lord, lift my mind from this trial and test so I can continue in your holy rest. The day that you have sanctified and for your people have set aside, a day of refreshing, a day of rest, a day above days, the very best. I want to keep and hold it dear, laying things aside, staying in your fear, remembering always it's a high day, rejoicing in peace and joy, come what may, singing and shouting songs of victory, testifying of God's goodness and what he's done for me. Cries of overcoming many trials and tests. Praising God in the beauty of sweet holiness. Having a marvelous, glorious time in the Lord. Because it is the Sabbath and he is the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? A wonderful poem. Words of truth and sincerity.
Yes. Beautiful.
Glad to hear those poems. And we hope you are enjoying these broadcasts, the songs, poems, testimonies, and above all, the Word of God.
Yes.
Now, Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We like to go there because we want to encourage all of you that listen to this broadcast, follow us through the scriptures as we follow the Lord. But this scripture is indicating one thing. If you keep God's word, if you strive to obey God's word, you will have understanding of whom God is and what he is requiring. Let's go to Proverbs 14:12. You ask ones about the Lord, everybody have a song to sing, a story to tell. Everybody have a way to heaven. Everybody has a doctrine they believe in. And many people feel like there's many ways to get to heaven. We're all going different ways maybe, but we're going to all wound up in the same place. That's not according to scripture. That's just your thoughts. And those thoughts are the ways of death.
Yes.
There's only one way of life, and that's God's way.
That's
Proverbs 14:12, Evangelist, what does it say?
There is a way.
Now there is a way. What?
Which seemeth right unto a man.
Man have many ways that seem right. What?
But the end thereof are the ways of death.
So we want to find out what way is right. And what way is the way of life? And when you find the way of life, anything else is death. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And I believe the scripture.
Yes.
And he's saying there's a way that seemeth right, because every man have their own thoughts about the way to heaven, or the way to please God, or the way of life. Whether that's of a doctrine or that's their own mind, some feel there is no God. It may seem like there's not a God, but that's the way of death.
Yes.
If you believe the scripture. Let's go to Genesis 2 and 7. Let's start mm-hmm. there. Because this mindset started in the garden. But you can end up with the way of life.
Yes.
If you believe God. And if you follow God's word and not your own mind or somebody else's thoughts. Follow what God is saying, what the scripture is saying. And I trust that God will open up your understanding if you are seeking God, if you're seeking to please him or to live for him. Genesis 2 and 7, what does it say?
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
What?
And man became a living soul.
I believe the scripture. I believe that. What does it say in the next verse?
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
So God's way, the way of life, is to know that God has a place for his people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't choose where you should be when God has a place for you. Even the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. And the place that God prepares is a mind that is going to please him. And we strive to take on that mind. And wherever that is, God is going to get you there like he got all of those that was to be saved in the ark. God got them there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
In a mind to get there, whether they were animals or human.
Yes.
Now, the 15th verse says what?
Mm-hmm. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
God has planned for man that live for him to work and to keep what God has provided for him, which is male and female. Mm-hmm. What?
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
What?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it.
What?
For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
So God gave man the do's and don'ts. He gave them the way of life. He didn't tell Adam, every tree in the earth you can eat. He said, in the garden where he was placed, you can freely eat it. But in the midst of the garden, there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was the devil. And God knew that in order to eat that tree, the devil was going to make or encourage man to do it.
Yes.
That was the way of death. So we don't want to follow what anyone else is saying, but what God is calling for.
Yes.
God was very plain and sure about what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Every tree, but in the day you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to 1 John 3 and 4. When I come back here, right quick, I don't have that much time, but to get this point across, I don't think it's going to take much. Way of death is whatever God is not calling for is the way of death.
Yes.
I said everything that God is not calling for. Anything God gives us to do, that is the way of life.
Yes.
And God was Adam was given a simple instruction. You can eat of every tree of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't you do it. If you do, you're going to die. Point mm-hmm. blank. No gray areas there.
Go ahead, Pastor.
1 John 3 and 4 says what?
Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law.
So when you sin, you're in death. And law was given to Adam. It was a commandment. It's the law. It's the same thing. It's God's word. And he transgressed God's word. He became in the ways of death. It's the same thing today. We know that God's word was given by God to Moses, and Moses gave us the commandments. Anything other than what the word is saying is death. But to keep God's word is life.
Yes.
Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. What?
For sin is the transgression of the law.
Let's go back to Genesis, because Adam transgressed God's commandments, and God told him, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
There is no gray area there. But let's see what the way of death said, that devil. 3 and 4 says what? Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Plain statement, you're not going to die. God said, yes, you will. But the devil said, no, you won't. God said, remember the Sabbath day, but these jackleg preachers say, no, first day of the week is the rest day. You say you serve a Baptist God or Presbyterian. God said he's holy. You say you have the Holy Ghost. How can you have the Holy Ghost if you're not holy?
All right.
Let's believe God's word. Read.
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof,
what?
Then your eyes shall be opened.
Well, that was true, but that was not the focus. God didn't give them that information. So to have that information meant nothing to God. He said, don't eat of the tree.
Yes.
But the devil was trying to give them a reason to focus on eating. You're going to be his gods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard many say, well, we worship on Sunday because that's the day he rose. That's a lie. If he did rise, he didn't ask you to recognize that. That's not the focus. God said, moreover than keeping the Sabbath day holy, he said, remember to keep it holy. The devil comes to make you forget what God has spoken. And that's what he did to Adam in the garden.
Yes.
He made them forget what God has spoken. Read.
And ye shall be as gods.
Gonna be as gods, what?
Knowing good and evil.
That was true. But God said, if you eat of it, you're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the price they paid for death, to be as gods, knowing good and evil. Many have paid the price for death, going to hell instead of life, what God is offering if you obey his word.
Yes.
Read.
And when the woman saw
what?
That the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired.
Wait a minute. Enemy had painted a picture and got her eyes focused on being a god and to be wise.
All right.
When she didn't know that wisdom was to keep God's word. We just opened up with that. Keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. Read.
And a tree to be desired.
What?
To make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof.
What?
And did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
They sinned because they transgressed God's law. The day you eat thereof, you're going to surely die, because God's word is true. And sin is yet the transgression of God's law. If you don't have to keep the law, there is no transgression. Read.
And the eyes of them both were open.
What?
And they knew that they were naked.
What?
And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
All sin brought upon them was a mindset to try to cover themselves up halfway. But God, in his mercy, clothed them properly with coats of skins. That was mercy.
Yes.
Clothe them the way they should have been clothed. But to be clothed by the knowledge of the devil is only halfway.
Yes.
Read.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
What?
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord
when
God.
When you sin and break God's word, you become afraid of God. You run from God. That's why the Lord said he was going to establish thee a holy people unto himself. And he said, they shall be afraid of you.
All right.
Most people are afraid to come to 425 Laconia Boulevard and straighten out us. if we be wrong. If you say we're not preaching the word of God, if we're not preaching the word of God, come and straighten us out. Help us. But I don't think you can do that, because God said there shall not be a man able to stand before
all
you.
Right.
It's not standing before me. You're mm-hmm. standing before God when you come and try to straighten
yes.
out God's word, because
yes.
God's word changes not.
Mm-hmm.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Hid themselves from the presence of the Lord
you
God.
You cannot hide from God. And we're not hiding from what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 5.
All right.
You cannot hide from the word. And that's why so many don't want to hear the word, because it makes them afraid of what God is saying. Because God's word is true.
Yes, it is.
And every word of God is going to accomplish what it says it's going to accomplish. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
beautiful? Romans 8 and 5, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things
of
the flesh.
So if you got a mind to obey your desires, you cannot please God. You're going to be in the ways of death. But what?
Do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Well, the things of the Spirit is God's word. The instructions not to have any gods before God, not to make any graven images, not to take his name in vain. That's the way of life.
Yes.
Any other is death. Read.
For to be carnally minded is death.
What?
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
So when you're in obedience to God, you have peace. You don't run from God, you run to God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are in violation of God's word, you run away from God. That's why so many don't want to come and hear the word here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Or maybe that's why you want to turn the channel or to another station or go to another website. Because you want to hear something that's going to please your flesh. But God's word don't please the flesh.
All right.
Read.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
It's an enemy to God. That means it's in death. It's against God. What?
Mm-hmm. For it is not subject to the law of God.
So anytime you cannot be subject to remembering the Sabbath day,
all right,
honoring God, honoring the father and mother and the rest, you're in the ways of death.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Adam was in the way of death when he disobeyed God. What?
Neither indeed can be.
What?
So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
So when you're in the flesh, when you're minding fleshly things, your desires, you cannot please God. You're in the ways of death. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5.
Right.
There's a remedy for that. If you want to please God, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Read it, 2 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let this mind be in you,
which was also in Christ Jesus.
What?
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, read the seventh verse.
But made himself of no reputation.
What?
And took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man.
So when you take upon you the form of a servant, you are in the ways of life, because
yes,
the Lord served God, and he served him to please him. When you're not made in the likeness of men, you have your own mind. You're in the ways of death. Read the eighth verse. What does it say?
And being found in fashion,
what?
As a man, he humbled himself,
what?
And became obedient unto death, even the death of the
so
cross.
So to die the death of the cross is life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about that cross that the devil put on the Lord. I'm talking about the cross of Christ. Philippians 3 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different cross. Because the cross of Christ is God's word, which is against the flesh. Because the cross of Christ is spiritual, is his word. 3 and 18, what does it say?
For many walk, of whom I have told you often.
What?
And now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
It's not talking about the cross that that devil put together and nailed our Lord to. It's not talking about that cross. It's talking about enemy of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
whose end is destruction.
What?
Whose God is their belly.
Now these that hate God's word, that cross, they give themselves over to their desires, their belly, what they feel, and not to what God is calling for, to die out of sin. Read.
And whose glory is in their shame.
What?
Who mind earthly
things. So we're talking about that fleshly mind, that minds fleshly things. That's the enemy of the cross of Christ. Let's go to Mark 10 and 17. Let's go there right quick. I might not be able to finish this thought. But anytime you don't want to obey God, you are an enemy of the cross of Christ. Cross of Christ is God's word. He was talking about that cross before his disciples realized he was going to be crucified. And they understood what he was talking about. Mark 10 and 17, what does it say?
And when he was gone forth into the way,
what?
There came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master,
what
shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
What did he say?
And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
That's yet true today. If you're not one with God, you're no good to God. Read. What
that
did it say?
That is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit
so
adultery.
So we know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Those are the commandments. That's eternal life. Mm-hmm. That's the way of life. Yes. Read.
Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness.
What?
Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother.
And what did he say?
And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth.
Well, that's what people think. They're keeping God's commandments or keeping God's word, not living holy and observing the first day of the week as the day of rest. Read.
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him.
What?
And said unto him, one thing thou lackest.
What?
Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
And what?
And come.
And come.
Take up the cross.
Take up the cross.
And follow me.
Now, the Lord had never gone to the cross at that time. They didn't know he was going to be killed and crucified at that time. They didn't understand that. But the cross is ones that yield themselves to the word of God, not minding fleshly things, but spiritual things. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Peter 4 and 1. Mm-hmm. Because if you are taking on the cross of Christ, you are going to suffer in the flesh like he did naturally. So you're going to suffer to come out of that fleshly mind by not obeying your desires, your feelings, when it's not one with God. 1 Peter 4 and 1. What does it say?
For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh.
What?
Arm yourselves likewise with the same
mind. Wait a minute. He's not talking about literally looking forward to someone nailing you on a natural cross. The mind Christ had was to please God.
Yes.
To love God and to do those things that please him. Our plight is to die daily out of the things that's not like God. We arm ourselves. And it's a suffering when you don't give yourselves to these desires and lusts that are not in tune with God. Read.
For he that has suffered.